What's up, people? Here a little early, you know, but we're going to get in, have a good time, and you know, but what's up, Matt?
Not much. How's it going?
Chilling. I know we just finished watching
Zombies versus Strippers.
Yes, sir. Zombies versus Strippers and Zombie Strippers are the two movies that we are discussing, reviewing, and doing a little versus on the road trip to, you guessed it, CFF Carolina Fear Fest. And I cannot wait. Hope to see your friendly faces there.
You better take a lot of pictures because I want to see.
I plan to. Videos too.
Good.
But, I mean, we can go back and forth with these movies, but let's just dive right into it, man.
Okay.
You want to dive into the ratings first?
Sure.
Just to kind of knock that out. I'll let you kick it off.
Okay. For the first one, we'll do the Zombie Stripper one. And I like that one. I thought it was a lot of fun. Definitely goofy. It's got Robert Englund in it. Yeah. He plays the owner of the strip club. Some gnarly scenes. Oh my god. But hilarious. I enjoyed it. I gave it a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
And this one we just watched, the Zombies. It was cheesy, it was corny, had some good blood and guts. A different way to kill off the zombies, which I thought was different but interesting at the same time. Mm-hmm. I'd probably give this one a 6 out of 10. I thought the first Zombie Strippers was better than this one. But still overall fun.
Honestly, I'm there with you, but flipped.
Okay.
So 6 for the first one, 7 for the second one.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into why, but listen, man. That backhand. That motherfucking backhand. And you know who I'm talking about.
Yep. Your favorite character in the second one.
Yes. My favorite character across the board. Out of these two movies, that dude was, oh my god, so fucking funny. Johnny, man. Johnny.
He was the pimp of all pimps.
He was something. He was something. But, shit, man. Let's dive into Zombie Strippers first, starring Jenna Jameson, who is going to be at, you guessed it, Carolina Fear Fest.
You should get this movie on Blu-ray and have her sign it.
Go get your tickets. I just might. I just might, man. That's a good idea. Grab this on Blu-ray. Get it autographed.
I'll give you my copy to get it signed.
You have this?
Yes, I do.
I would do that for you if you got it to me in time.
But there's a lot of fun characters in this one. The Mexican guy, the short little chunky guy who was like, well, he was the cleanup guy. He was the janitor. I think
maintenance, pretty much. He did everything. He did everything, and then some. But yeah, he was funny. He was cool.
It was a cool take. Like the zombies were giving off a pheromone that made you want to get close enough to them. And of course, it's strippers, so they're hot and they're all getting all into their groove of trying to pull you in so they can bite you and turn you into a zombie. And then, of course, he was storing them in this locked room, this cage.
But that was cool. But it was funny, though. But that, I mean, like when you get into it, yeah, because it was just in that one little room.
Yep.
That one, well, you had the one main room, like where the people sat at in the main stage. And then you had, you know, the rooms on the off to the side, but it was still like small as shit. The main area was that one little dark ass. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what was funny about that now that I think about it? And I've been to strip clubs before. I know they're not super bright in there. Of course not.
Yeah.
But they're lighter than that was. And I'm like, This is just. I don't want to be in here. Nah, but I like the comedy with both of these films. Just mm-hmm. the silliness, the kind of blend, it kind of almost blended together to where you can kind of see these films kind of crossing over or being in the same universe.
This will make a good back-to-back. You watch two zombie stripper movies together. This will make a good double feature.
I mean, I pretty much did, honestly. I pretty much did. Like, yeah, within the half hour, I watched the I started this one.
There you go.
More or less. Or, you know, started, I should say, I started this one. We're talking about both at the same fucking time. They have no idea what I'm talking about. So I watched Zombie Strippers first, and then we watched Zombie versus Strippers. We did a watch party for, a.k.a. Zombie, Zombie, Zombies. But yeah, Zombie Strippers were with the Jenna Jameson one.
Mm-hmm.
That shit got so fucking funny after she turned into a zombie.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of neat too, because she kind of maintained a little bit of humanity. So then she's like, you know, doing the thing on the stage. Then mm-hmm. she lures someone off to, like, to do their special dance. And that's when she would bite them. And then one girl's like, I want this. She's getting all the money. Everyone's going to her. Quick, bite me so I can turn into a zombie and then get all the money.
It was fucking... That part had me dying too. Like, I'm just like, okay, so you want to be a zombie and strip. Okay. I can now check that off. I mean, it was something that was never on my bucket list, but now that I know it's out there and I saw it, I'm going to put it in my bucket list and I'm going to say I accomplished it by watching those films. Or saying I watched a film that has that, and you know what? I watched two films back to back, and I'm proud of that fact that I did that. Super proud of that fact. I hope you're proud too, Matt. I hope you're proud too. You really own this on Blu-ray?
I do own this one on Blu-ray.
That's awesome.
I'll have to show you. I'll take a picture and I'll show you in the group there. But yeah, there's another one that's kind of similar to these movies. It was an independent movie called Peelers.
Mm-hmm. Peelers. Oh.
Peelers. It takes place in a strip club about these two guys that worked in a mining facility or whatnot. And they got infected. They started, you know, puking out black shit and everything. Mm-hmm. And of course, the infection starts spreading around through the. To the strip club. It's pretty cool.
Nice, nice. It's been a fun, well, that's a bit of a fun little trio. Maybe at least one doing a watch party, not talking about much, just kind of bringing up, and then the other two kind of, you know, but nice. Peelers.
Horror and strip clubs. There's always been a good thing with the mix between the two.
I mean, you have the mixture of just not, even if you're not having sex, you have the horror and just the sexualization of shit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which always mixes together, always just, it's like a fucking puzzle. Always goes good together. But these two movies that went, and I would watch these again. I would watch these again. It wouldn't be for a while, but I'd watch these again, and I feel like if I were to do a double feature, I'd definitely rather them both be in a watch party atmosphere, like you're watching with a bunch of friends, having a good time, cracking jokes and laughing. Because that's the type of movie these both are.
Mm-hmm.
Which, they're not, it's not bad. It's just more of a fun watch like that. Similar to the Helen Keller movie, but not to the extent of, because the Helen Keller movie was just fucking bonkers. That shit was, if you don't know what we're talking about, people, go check out last week's episode and check out last week's movie, because that shit was, ooh, yeah, that's what that shit was. These here, they were fun, but they weren't up there with those. They were nowhere up there with that. And I know that's like a tough bar, but that's just something that's like sticking in the back of my mind now, since it's my second time watching it, and it was a fresh watch last week.
Mm-hmm.
What were your thoughts on these two movies?
Yeah, these are definitely good fun watches, like with parties and whatnot, or you have a bunch of people over. Or again, like you just want to watch a silly zombie film, like you're in the mood to turn your brain off and just watch some kind of weird goofiness with zombies. These are fun, both fun watches. And again, if you like zombie movies, these are right up people's alley. It follows the trope. It follows the whole zombie storyline, I guess. The kills are pretty good. People are getting like decapitated and head ripped, necks ripped off, being devoured. Mm-hmm. you get all those going on. They're just fun. And a lot of times, too, a bad zombie movie can be a good zombie movie done right, meaning you have good storyline, you have the good shit going on. Mm-hmm. Not like that one that we watched the other time. That was just a bad zombie movie, but it was funny.
Which one?
Oh, the one that
was it one of the first episodes? The with the fucking weird weapons and shit, or the one of the Asian movies where they're like turning into shit?
No. The one that your cousin told us about. And we watched that one. It was the very low budget one.
Oh yeah.
And
Blood Rush or something like that, right?
Right, yeah. Like, that was a bad movie, but was it kind of entertaining? Yeah, it was somewhat entertaining. It was fun to watch. You laugh. But like I said, those are the ones that you goof off on. You really don't take them seriously. You can't take, like, Dawn of the Dead. That one you can take seriously. That's an awesome zombie film. Night of the Living Dead, those type of movies.
Yeah. Yeah, you put them on different scales. I think that's why I rate movies the way I do. Like how I gave these. I mean, we both gave them the same move ratings, just flip flopped. But like I rate these type of movies on a different type of scale mentally than I would. That's why I can give them a 10 or whatever I give them. Mm-hmm. Than I would like a higher budgeted movie or whatever the case, or whatever you want to call it, a quote unquote better, really good movie, whatever. It's because it's different. It's different. You have to.
Like I think I'm very low in the majority that I actually like the, I don't know if you've ever seen it, the House of the Dead movies. They're based on the video game House of the Dead.
Okay. It's,
the first one is just so bad. It's so dumb, but it's I like it because it's so stupid. It's mm-hmm. so stupid fun to watch. It was just there's actually parts where they actually put the video game into the movie. The music is just bad. There's people jumping, flying all over the place. Again, it's just stupid, but I had fun time watching it. And people are like, I can't believe you have that. I go, yes, because I enjoy watching it. It's just a stupid zombie movie. It makes me laugh. And I'm entertained. That's what the movie is supposed to be. It's supposed to be entertaining.
Hell yeah. Hell fucking yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Like, I have a ton of zombie movies in my collection, and just some of them are just so dumb, but you're like, this is fun to watch.
I know. I get it. I definitely get that shit.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, is this one of your favorite genres of horror, though? Zombie?
No.
No?
No. My favorite is Creature Feature, followed by Nature Runamucks, followed by Slashers.
What would you consider Nature Runamucks?
Jaws, Grizzly, Day of the Animals. Anything where the animal is just a normal animal. It's not mutated. It's not transformed into something. It's just a normal creature going around and it's attacking people and killing people. Like, Jaws is perfect. It's just a shark. It's going. I know some people will probably put Jaws in a creature feature, but for me, a creature feature for me is like a monster type movie where it's not, it's like humanoid creature like or some kind of like weird monster.
What about Cocaine Bear? Where do you put that? That's just a bear on drugs.
It's just a bear on drugs. It's just that would be a nature runamuck kind of.
All right, cool. Good. Mm-hmm. Good to know.
Like the movie Prophecy from 79, that can be considered a creature, like it's a little bit nature run amok, but it's a creature feature because it's a mutated bear going around killing people because it's mutated from the mercury in the water.
I gotta check that out. That sounds interesting. You have to tell me that movie again after the show, man.
Oh, Prophecy is fucking awesome. I love that movie.
That's good to know. It's good to know.
Then you have, like, what? Into the Grizzly Maze. That's just a normal killer grizzly bear movie. There's just nothing that causes mm-hmm. the grizzly to go crazy. It's just there to be there, and it's killing people. So that's why I consider Nature Runamucks a little bit different. Like your normal, typical shark movies. The shitty shark movies, they're just sharks. If it's mutated, okay, it's a little bit different. But if it's just a normal shark swimming around eating people.
And that's your second favorite genre, you said?
Yep.
The Nature Runamucks? That's interesting. I've never heard that.
That's what I call them.
I like that, though. That's cool. My, see, for me, my top, it's Slasher. Mm-hmm. And then after those, I would say it's like damn near neck and neck with Paranormal and Found Footage.
Okay.
I love found footage movies, man. And I know with found footage, you can kind of tie, you can kind of put that with paranormal, you know what I mean? Like a lot of found footage movies are paranormal-ish or paranormal-esque.
Mm-hmm.
Paranormal-based, but I mean, you could put it with anything, Slasher and all that other shit. I mean, look at the movie Creep.
Yeah.
Favorite fucking found footage. That shit is crazy. If you've never seen it, check those movies out on Netflix. Those are awesome.
You want a good found footage? What's it called? The Fear Footage. It's an indie movie. It's found footage about a cop going to a house to check out a disturbance, and he's going through his body cam, and he goes into the house. No one's around. He finds videotapes. He starts putting them in. So you start off. It's an anthology. So you watch the first movie, and they're all found footage, and then. Of course, weird things, creepy things started happening in the house. It was fucking good. Then they actually did two more, where the second one was a dude, he happens to watch the Fear footage, and he's like, wait a minute, how am I in this movie? I never did anything with this movie. How do you get the likeness in it?
Oh, shit.
So he tracks down another guy that was in it. So the two together are now trying to find, you know, the
mm-hmm.
why this Fear footage movie exists, and that had some fucking creepy moments in it. That was fucking good.
So they're both worth watching, is what you're saying.
Even the third one. The third one's about a dude who's he likes to explore old abandoned buildings. He does the ghost hunts and everything. Well, he finds about the Fear footage. He's like, well, I'm gonna track this house down. Fuck this. So he does, and he goes to find the house and everything. And a lot of weird shit happens with him.
Nice. Yeah,
they're all indie films.
Nice. I know you have them all, don't you?
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
I'll send a picture of those so you can get them. Those were real good. I had a good time with them.
Please do. Please do. Please do. Yeah, found footage is just... I gained such an appreciation for them over the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a greater appreciation for them. It's like, I really love these. Same with Paranormal, honestly, because I've just been watching a lot of them lately. Slasher is still my favorite by far. It's always going to be that because it's what got me into horror. It's what probably carried me through horror for a while and was like my horror crutch for a while. And then, so yeah, that's my favorite. That's my favorite.
Nice.
You seen any new movies lately, Matt?
We just saw the Late Night with the Devil.
What'd you think? Without spoiling, because I know there's a lot of people that didn't see it.
Awesome.
Same here.
I had a great time with it. I liked how they did everything. On the way home, my wife and I had like a long conversation about the movie, what we mm-hmm. thought about the whole thing, and it was good.
I want to watch it again. Like,
mm-hmm.
I know it's going to be on Shudder soon, if it's not on there already.
Probably not. It's probably going to be in the theaters for a little bit longer, then be on Shudder. But if it comes out on physical, I'm definitely buying it. That's one to add to the collection for sure.
Yeah, I agree. I think it would be worth it. But I definitely want to watch that one again because it was one of those ones where I'm just like, I feel like I may have missed something, even though I was paying attention. I just feel like I may have missed something. It was one of those. And it seemed like it was a very simple movie, but still, there was just,
mm-hmm.
you know, you want to go back and just check it out. And I'm sure there's more shit on the Blu-ray, which, speaking of which... Did you see the Winnie the Pooh movie, the second one?
Not the second one yet.
Oh, my. Yo.
I heard it's good. I want to see it.
It's fucking awesome. Like, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to give you my top three theater watches this year.
Okay.
That I've seen in theaters this year. Minus one, Minus Color. That's one.
Minus Color?
It was in black and white.
Okay.
The Godzilla Minus One movie.
Oh, Godzilla Minus One. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot to say Godzilla in the beginning. Number
That's
two.
That's more important. Now you need to say Godzilla.
Number two, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2.
Really? Okay.
Number three, Late Night with the Devil.
All right.
But yeah, because the second movie was such an improvement, and I feel if... I'm not saying don't watch the movie because I never want to tell you not to watch a movie, But if you have not seen the first one and you want to watch the second one, you're worried about the first one, don't even worry about it. Because the first
I had fun with the first one.
Same here. Don't get me wrong. So I'm saying here, but I'm just saying, like, story wise, you don't have to watch the first one to get the second one.
Right.
Because what the second one does is it actually has a story, which it just, yeah, it's good.
Well, the first one kind of has a story a little bit about Christopher Robin coming back.
You'll see more, though, when I see, you'll see what I see. You'll see when you watch the second one, you'll see more of what I'm getting at, though. I don't want to spoil it. Not yet. Not yet. It's not out enough yet.
Yeah, even the director was surprised because it was on the Blu-ray. There's an interview with him saying in the first movie how he goes, I know, unfortunately, that they look like masks and everything, and that kind of deters a little bit, but we didn't have enough money to do so. He goes, well, the second one, we're going to have money, so we're going to put some special good shit to it. I'm like, all right.
They did. They worked their asses off on it. And on top of that, I mean, you know there's going to be a universe of it. They showed, which I did not watch. I looked down at my phone. They showed like a sneak peek of the Bambi movie.
I saw that. I can't wait.
And I'm just like, yes.
If that's the real trailer, not a fake one, if that's the real deal.
It probably is.
I'm all game because that just looked sick.
Yeah, and I didn't even watch it. I didn't even watch it. I was like, there's no, you know what I mean? I didn't even watch it.
It's quite, it's a very short trailer.
Yeah, it was just a quick, it's like a quick teaser. It's a quick teaser.
Yeah.
But they're going to be doing so many freaking movies, man. Cinderella, Bambi, like we just mentioned.
They're doing a whole universe, like everything's going to be mixed into one.
Another Pooh movie. It's going to be like, I think they're calling it the Pooh-verse.
Yeah, which for me, I'm all for it. I want to see this.
Me too.
I don't care if they turn childhood love into a horror film. Do it. I want to see it. It's something different. It's not the same old thing all the time.
I mean, it's mixing two loves, really. Mm-hmm. If you ask me, it's mixing. Because as a kid, I fucking loved cartoons and I loved horror movies. I loved horror. So I'm like, you're going to put them together? Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Thank you. But live action in a weird, strange, fun way? Cool kills? Okay, cool.
I'm in. I still got to watch the two that I bought. Three Blind Mice and Mary Had a Little Lamb. They made horror films on those.
Really? Where'd you get those from?
Amazon.
Oh, shit. You just did you know that these were out? You just randomly looked. Like, how do you? All right, Matt, I got to ask you this question because this has been bugging me for the past.
I go down the Amazon rabbit hole.
Really?
What I do is I'll look for certain films and then I go down to the suggested ones. And I look at that one. I click on that. Then I look, I'm like, then I go down more, and I found weird other one suggestions. So I click on that one, and I go down more, look for other suggested ones, and go down. Like I said, I'm going down the hole. Then all of a sudden, these weird ones pop up. Like I knew about the Mary Had a Little Lamb and the Three Blind Mice through YouTube. Mm-hmm. Like I know in the UK, he does reviews, and a lot of these movies are over in the UK first. They get released streaming over there, and they're not over here for a while. Like the Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey was over there for a while first, before it came into the U.S. And he said, they're doing two other ones, and going, I got to check these out. So, of course, I look on Amazon, nothing's available, blah, blah, blah. And then I decided, let me take a look, because I know that Winnie the Pooh got official release. And lo and behold, going down the rabbit hole, there they are. I'm going, all right. $10, add to cart, because I know I'm going to watch them.
Yep, there you go. That's
DVD fair, only, fair. But still, I don't care.
That's fuck it, man.
Yep. Like, I watched one that was at Walmart, and it was like an Alice in Wonderland one, but it was awful. It was atrocious.
Oh.
And that was another, unfortunately, that was a UK movie, and that one was just so bad. I sat there I'm trying to get through it. It was just rough to watch. I understand what they were doing. I understood and I got what they were doing, but the execution was horrible. And it was just really bad. I think it was called Alice in Terrorland. So I'm thinking, oh, okay, it's another Alice movie. I'll fucking do it. Nope.
I'll check it out. You want to go get your money back, huh?
I'll be selling it at the con.
There you go. That's fair. That's fair. One man's hated movies, another man's loved movie. Is that how it goes?
I talked to people. They said they hate one particular movie. I'm like, I like that one. And vice versa. It's weird.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
That's why I love horror. It's either there's going to be one section that's going to really love it. There's going to be a section that's going to be like, okay. And there's going to be another section that's going to be absolutely no. Yep. And you can have cool conversations and say, why do you like this one? Why do you hate it? And you can have a conversation about this mm-hmm. one. And no one's really forcing anything down your throat going, you got to like this movie because this is the best movie ever. There's not going to be like that.
Yeah, he's right, but you guys should check out the Helen Keller movie and you should enjoy it. You should enjoy
it. I think I'm going to up my rating on that one from what I did before. Because
you gave it a 4.
I know, but I can up it because you've upped your ratings before.
Oh, I always do.
Yeah. And just listening to him going, yeah, this actually was. I think what it was too is I wasn't in the mood for it. Like I had a long day from work or something. I didn't sleep good. I just wasn't in a mood for that type of film, for that comedy.
I'm going to tell you something. Before you go on, what you should have did first, you should have rubbed one out. And you would have felt so much better. You'd have got rid of all that stress. Just fire it off.
Knock out a couple knuckle kids. You're good to go.
Yep. And then then you just sit down and you watch the movie and you're feeling so good. I'm just saying. But okay, continue. I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's okay. But yeah, but it's like I wasn't in the right mood for it. But again, you give it a shot down the road and all of a sudden, holy crap, I love this movie. There was a ton of films that I had that before where I'd watch a movie, I'm kind of like, eh, okay. But then when you're in the mood, you watch it again and you're like in a better mood. You're going, what the hell is wrong with me? Why did not like this movie? This movie was awesome. And it goes up.
Okay, so what are you going to give it now, good sir?
See, well, I gave it a 4 last time.
4 last week. This was just last week, people.
So if I would actually bump it up to a 7 because the silliness was great. Again, I love the whole thing with the Jenga, how she trashes the whole entire room except for this gigantic ass Jenga tower. And she pulls out the piece going, oh, I need this. And it doesn't fall. And the dolls of the wolves being thrown. It was just plain goofy. Like I said, it reminded me of that movie Caddyshack with the killer gophers. It was so stupid, but it was funny to watch.
Oh, I gotta
it's in that same vein.
I got to check that one out. Caddyhack. Holy shit. I'm happy to hear that. I'm happy to hear that you've had a change of heart with this phenomenal film, which I had a feeling deep down. I was like, something must have been off with Matt because he loves silly shit. He loves these silly ass, goofy ass, cheesy movies. He fucking loves them, especially the ones that are like in your face, over the top, ridiculous, but they're still funny. Like they're still like, you still have real genuine laughter. And this was that. And then some. That, you know, the Helen Keller movie. These two zombie movies, they were fun. Mm-hmm. They were funny, but they weren't hilariously funny. They had, like, funny moments. They had funny moments. Anytime Johnny was on there, I was fucking laughing.
The one scene that I always got, but it was a great scene, was in Zombie Strippers with Robert Englund there. He's down in the chair, and the one stripper pulls off her panties. And she goes, I'll give you something. And like shoves it in his face and everything. You see all the black liquid coming out and all the goo. You're like, oh, that was great.
Oh, well, because what happened, remember earlier in the movie where he was saying something about one of the strippers would sit on your face?
Yeah, that's what the whole thing was. And of course, he was.
And she brought it back and she kicked the chair over.
Yep.
And he fell backwards. And then, yeah, she put her zombie vag all over his face.
Yep.
And then the other one did it right after. Yep. Literally right after. He didn't like that too much.
Nope. But yeah, that was great. I was like, oh. But yeah, these two are fun. Again, there's actually another film called Zombies versus Strippers versus Werewolves. I gotta check that one out. Yeah.
Another film.
He's like, motherfucker, where are you finding this shit?
Yeah, we need to have a conversation behind scenes, man, because we gotta talk, because this is It's not getting out of hand. I'm proud of you, but I just need to know where to get this kind of stuff from.
Again, I just find the shit online. It's just weird. You just type in certain things, and all of a sudden, this stuff pops up. You're like, all right, I got to check this one out. All right, I got to check this one out.
And what's funny is it's just like, yeah, I have to watch this. Like you don't have to. Like, your life depends on you. Like, no, I got to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Just to say I watched it. Just to put it in my Rolodex. And I may enjoy it. I'm sure there's a lot you enjoy, and I'm sure there's a lot you're just like, I could have probably left that on the shelf. But I'm glad I watched it. Just because it's you know what it is? It's one of those ones when you watch a movie that's bad like that, like a movie you hate per se. If you erase that movie out of your memory, you're going to watch it again.
Yep.
For the first
time. Yeah, you're going to take it the first time. You're like, oh, I remember seeing this a long time ago.
No. Because say if you erase it 100%. If you erase it 100% out of your memory, you're going to watch it again for the first time.
That's the hard part because a lot of times that stuff doesn't – it gets kind of embedded in your brain. And you're going, I remember this movie. But I don't remember if I liked it or I hated it. So now I got to watch it again just to make sure – it is the one I'm thinking of, and then you go from there. You're like, God damn it, it's the one. Or
That'd be tough to deal with for me, man.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie to you. Tell you what I am going to do. I'm going to pull this wheel up and give it a little spinny, spinny, spinny. The Carolina Fear Fest wheel. Yes.
Right.
Memorial Day weekend, people.
Not that many titles left on there.
No, this one's a smaller one because I was just doing it for the con.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be from here till the second week of May. Shocker.
Awesome movie. That's a great one. I love Shocker. Great. I have the soundtrack, too. Shocker.
Someone's excited.
The soundtrack is fantastic. It's an 80s metal soundtrack for Shocker.
Mm-hmm.
Horace Pinker, the main bad guy. Pretty cool. You could definitely go. It's done by Wes Craven. You got that Wes Craven feel to it, too, for certain
scenes. Nice. I don't remember if I've seen that or not. I'll have to watch it to see because I feel like I have, but I do not remember. If I did, it was maybe one time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's one of those ones. I'm sorry. Once I start watching, I'll probably know it. Once I see it, start watching it and see it and shit.
Suji starts, do you see the bad guy who the main villain is and the whole electricity thing? You're going to be like, oh, yeah, I remember this one.
You like that movie too? You said?
Oh, I love Shocker.
Oh, shit. Can't wait to have that conversation with you, my friend. I'm not going to drag this one out too long, but listen, people, what you need to do, you need to go check out Carolina Fear Fest. Link is in the description. And then you need to go check out You and Your Horror Movies. Mm-hmm. Link is in the description. You also need to check out Horror Research 30, Popcorn and Pints, and the Z Network. Links are in the description as well. And just a reminder, go check out these two films. Zombie Strippers and Zombies, or Strippers versus Zombies, a.k.a. Zombies, if you can find it. We're going to get out of here, though, people. You guys have an amazing night. I'll see you in your nightmares. Toodaloo.
Peace. Deuces.